Hi, so I work at the Safe Transportation Research and Education Center, and we are housed within UC Berkeley. We collaborated on this project with the California Department of Public Health with Lisa Cyril and her team. They work with this group called the Technical Assistant Resource Center, which is part of California Active Communities. I'll just give a background of what Safe Routes to School is and generally how it's implemented in California, and then the goals of this project. I'd like to talk about an injury mapping system that we developed at SafeTrek, which was the primary source of data for these PDF maps, the other sources of data that we used, and I'll definitely bring up a geospatial PDF so we could, you know, see the interactive feature in there. So the Safe Routes to School program, the purpose was to enable and encourage children to walk and bicycle to school. This is a federally funded program, but in California, the legislature also funds an infrastructure-specific Safe Routes to School program. So when you think of Safe Routes to Schools, there are two types of projects. One is infrastructure, and then the other one is non-infrastructure activities like the Walk to School Day. And this project, we worked specifically with the federal aspect of it. The program is structured, it is administered by Caltrans in California, and the Technical Assistance Research Center, who was our collaborator, they're part of the California Department of Public Health. They help agencies, like cities and counties, apply for Safe Routes to School, non-infrastructure funding grants, and they also serve as technical advisors. They help agencies do applications and just develop several activities that can be done for Safe Routes to School funding. As part of the application, a city or a county has to submit a form, and part of the application is that you have to map out on the form for each school what were the collisions that are taking place around the school. And that should be easy to do in theory, but it's actually a little challenging because while collision data is freely available from the California Highway Patrol, it's not geocoded. So what we did from a separate grant through the California Office of Traffic Safety was that we geocoded about 11 years of collision data within California. So we had that data. And California has really good school data at the California Department of Education website. The schools are all out there and, you know, they have XY coordinates and unique identifiers. So that was easy data to work with. And so what all we had to do was to create maps for each school within each for each city and county to show unincorporated areas too, and we had to just create maps which should map out for each city, for each school, within a 0.5-mile radius, what were the ped and bike collisions that were taking place. And we focused on ped and bike collisions because Safe Routes is all about encouraging walking and bicycling to school and making it safe. This was the primary source for our traffic collision data. This is something that we've developed as part of a separate grant, like I said. And it's called the Transportation Injury Mapping System. It provides data and mapping analysis tools for all the traffic safety related research. It's basically just, we picked up the California Highway Patrol's data and we geocoded it and we created a web interface so that you can query county and city specific level data in California. It's free, it's accessible to everyone, you just have to apply for an account. And you should check it out, it's really cool. It was a great project, I loved working on it. Just talking about why we did geospatial PDF capabilities, it's a richer analysis tool, I think, because it's in the PDF form, so you don't need any extra software to download and view those maps. And it has the interactive feature, so you can drill down actually to look at a collision and look at details of a collision that's taking place near school. So it's like a richer source of information. The features that we had to show on these maps for collisions. We had to show the type of collision, whether it was injury or fatality, and all the other details, time and day of month, weather and road conditions. So that data already existed. All we did was we had mapped those collisions out. The data existed in the collision record that the California Highway Patrol produced. For schools, we showed information on free and reduced price meals. We showed data on any prior Safe Routes to School awards that the local agency may have received, and all collision counts taking place within a half-mile radius around the school. So the data sources, we needed collision data from TIMS. We picked up the public school locations. Free and reduced meal program information was also compiled by TARC and given to us. And details on past Safe Routes to School awards that the city or county may have received was available through Caltrans. So this required a lot. This was a prime candidate for automation because we had to generate about 400 maps of 482 cities, and actually a little more than that because bigger cities we split up into zones. And we had to generate maps for all the 58 counties so that we could get schools within unincorporated areas. And we didn't have like a whole lot of time to, you know, produce these maps, so it was a candidate for automation. And ArcGIS 10, you could call the ArcPy library, and everything that you would do while creating a regular map, you could write a Python script, go into each folder, and just do the subsetting. And we actually did a lot. We down to the point where we could zoom, set the map, change the title of the map, and zoom down to a, you know, so that it would show a specific location. We could do all of that through Python. And I actually only learned Python last year. I've been using Perl for our previous projects, but Python like blew my mind. It was like so easy, and it got done really fast. And I think we did have to come to a point where we opened up all these maps, all 482 plus 58. So we did have to do that exercise. We did it over two evenings just to make sure everything was looking right. But the time that we saved because of automation was like amazing. We would not have been able to complete this project without using Python scripts. This is what a map looks like, but I am going to escape out. Oh, okay. So I'll just generally speak about the response to these maps. We did two rounds of map generation. We did one for, we did one in 2009 and we updated it again in 2010. And right now, we know that previous cycles of Safe Routes funding were authorized by Safety Loop, and that's changed a little bit with the new transportation bill. So we're not sure if we would actually generate these maps again. But even if we do, it would be really easy for us to do it because when we did it the second time around, it was faster. We had the map saved and all we did was use Python scripts to go in there and change the titles, update the collision counts and clip according to the new data that we had. So programmatically, as a programmer, I found it really exciting, and local agencies responded well to these maps because it just made the whole process of applying for grants easier. And I'm not sure if Lisa is in the audience. Is she? No, she isn't. Okay, because she actually works with local agencies and schools that are applying for funding. So she was going to just talk a little bit about the response to these programs and how agencies found them really cool and useful. All these maps are hosted on our website at tims.berkeley2.edu under Safe Routes to School, so you can go check them out. We also have an Excel sheet there that gives you more information on the schools per city, county, and overall how they score in terms of collision counts. And that's it.